Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast brought to you by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Jesse Rogers with ESPN joining me now, and another dreary day at Cubs camp. However, we really got to see some action finally as the pitchers and catchers went through their first workout, and I think still the hurler on everybody's mind, though, this morning was Yu Darvish, and we got to talk to Chris Jimenez, who, of course, caught with him during his time with the Rangers, and I thought he had some really fun things to say about him, some really interesting things to say. When he came out and said, "I don't think we've seen the best Yu Darvish yet," that was like, okay, then tell us why. And then we heard some really intriguing things from a guy who spent a lot of time with him. But what did you think of the conversation?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he isn't the only one to have said that we have not seen the best out of Yu Darvish. Now, maybe that's just the Cubs saying the right things about a new pitcher, but it is interesting, a guy over 30, they feel like his best is yet to come, and that's one reason they signed him up. So I thought another key is Mike Borzello, the Cubs catching coach.
Agreed.
He prepares the scouting report for the opposition. When a pitcher is going to face the Mets or the Brewers or anybody, it's Mike Borzello that does it. Now, he's got an incredible tool now in Yu Darvish to play with, because Darvish has 7 or 8 pitches he'll use. So Borzello's game report or game, you know, plan will be very interesting for Yu Darvish. And if they can get on the same page right away. So there's a lot of things surrounding this guy that has a lot of intrigue. And it's not like he's a rookie, but he's a rookie on this team who thinks they can get even more out of him. That's interesting.
Yeah, Jimenez talking to you saying, he should be licking his chops. I mean, he's got all this to work with. And then joked, I loved this, when he said, the first time I met him, you know, I said, "Hey, he came up to Chris and said, "Hey, I've got 6 or 7 pitches I like to use." And he goes, "Great, I've got one hand." So let's keep that in mind when we start working together. But you can tell certainly the camaraderie those two have. It should help Darvish work his way into camp here, you would think. And then we went on over across the way to talk to Mike Montgomery, who, when, of course,
Darvish took his spot.
Exactly. When Darvish was signed, took his spot, but handled it very well this morning. What did you think of the conversations? We heard him say the right things.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know, and Joe said nice things about him.
Of course.
Talking about
alleviate.
Well, let me just say this. Okay. Joe said that Mike was putting his ego in his pocket and will do what's best for the team. Now, okay, take a step back. If he was completely selfless in this situation, he never would have
said what he said.
Exactly. Never would have gone public with his desire basically to start or maybe move on from the team. He didn't demand a trade, but he's floating it out there that I want to start and that's what I want to do. So let's see what happens during camp on April 1st. That's when he has to be the team player.
Sure.
He can say whatever he wants in December and January, and that's fine, but it's out there. It's there. And they say he's going to get a handful of starts. That's not enough for him. He knows he's going to get a handful of starts. So hopefully he makes the best of the situation. But we know there's a situation there. And, you know, if he gets 10 starts and he's great, then he's going to want to start next year. So this is not going to go away. And I thought one of the reporters brought up a good question. It's not like this 5-man staff is going to change if everyone's healthy over the next year or two. They're all signed up. They're all signed up. So Mike Montgomery is what he is right now. He's a 6-man. How he accepts that role is still yet to be determined, though he is saying the right things as camp opens.
Yeah, his verbiage on Wednesday was, "I want to be on a winning team," and that's what they have here. That's what we have here, and on you go. So, but you're right. There is still something brewing at the bottom there, and we'll see how that plays out.
And it could manifest itself himself in a really good way, he could have a big year knowing that other teams will be looking at him. So you gotta try to find the positive, but that's up to Mike Montgomery to do.
Okay, more positives. We got to see some bullpens first of the year from John Lester, Kyle Hendricks. Yu Darvish did not throw one today. I think that is coming in the near future, they said, but to let him get acclimated a little bit with the surroundings. So John Lester, it's always good when you see either one of those guys pick up the ball and you feel like, okay, things are really getting rolling.
Yeah, and I think the difference is Hendricks a little younger, doesn't throw as hard. You could tell Hendricks is already ahead of the game. John Lester was almost just playing catch, though it was considered a bullpen session. And Joe reiterated what he did last spring. It's no different, only, you know, just because they played, what, a couple weeks less than the year before. They will take it easy on their older guys. They'll take it easy even on Kyle Hendricks as well. He's just further along, and the fact that he doesn't throw 95 helps him out in terms of being more ready. So, like, if you break camp in a month, or you know, if they were to break camp in a month, I bet Hendricks would be the most ready. Now, by the time the season starts, you hope that John Lester, who I would assume would be the opening day starter, but that's no sure thing, he'd be ready as well. But I think all the way around, a guy like Hendricks is going to be ahead of the other guys. So he looked good. Lester looked like a guy just playing catch.
Yeah, like he does or has, at least for the last two years.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where he knows himself. He knows his arm pretty well. But just for all wondering, Madden was asked about the opening starter and who that would be. And he is not ready to go there quite yet. Shocker.
No, yeah, shocker. But the thing is, I don't think it could be Darvish. I just don't think they're going to hand it to him.
So it
really is Lester or Hendricks. And last year, if people remember, Lester really was advocating for Hendricks. He's talking about how he's become a big game pitcher in the playoffs and his next step would be opening day. Now, I wonder if there's any scenario where Lester would say, why not have a pass in the baton? I've done it several years in a row. Let this guy. I don't know if Lester would do that. I don't know if it matters. Maybe it's just, you know, Lester, because he is John Lester, but Hendricks certainly should be in the mix.
That veteran status. Well, that'll be an interesting conversation that we can have with
John
later in the week. This is your Cubs Talk podcast brought to you by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more, wintrust.com/Cubs.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.